Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, January 28th edition. It's a snowy one here in New York City, about to get hit with something of a blizzard. Hopefully it does not interfere with my flight to Miami, because I'm going to be in Miami next week, but I'll be on the show every day from there. We've got a lot to talk about. We have a call between Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky that reportedly did not go well. I'll break down what that means. Poll out that says both Trump and DeSantis would lose to Biden if the election was held today. I simply do not believe this poll, and I'll explain to you part of why that is. Elon Musk is praising Canada's Freedom Convoy, protesting the vaccine mandate. Rigs stretch for 45 miles up there, which is really showing you something. And we also have some parents. Well, one parent in particular speaking out. You have to hear what's going on right now in schools. What is it like for a child these days trying to go to school in a Democrat-controlled enclave? What is it like if you're trying to go to school in New York City, in California, and you name it? They keep saying they're open. Okay, but what's schooling like now? You've got to hear this mom describing at a school board meeting what it is like for her child these days. It's honestly heartbreaking. And it's just, I'm not going to give up on this one. Libs are abusing children because they are cowards and because of political tribalism. That's it. There's no excuse for this anymore. There's no need for this. You know, Sweden just said 5 to 12-year-olds, no shots. They don't need it. They're fine. Oh, really? What does Fauci know that they don't know? Well, the difference is, of course, they don't care what the CNN green room thinks. Fauci cares a whole lot about that. So what is it like for kids in school? I will get to that with you in a moment. You have to hear this impassioned speech from a mom. Cyber hackers are making bank right now. They take advantage of people looking for jobs. They build bogus websites and send bogus text messages and emails offering applications for supposed jobs with really attractive compensation packages. And many people are falling for this, clicking on the link and sharing some information as they apply. What they're really doing is supplying their name, address, phone number, a social security number, and more. That's enough information for a cyber hacker to set up a make-believe account and start buying items with your information. It happens that quickly. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our everyday lives. We put our information at risk on the internet. That's why you need LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like illegal purchases in your name online. I have LifeLock, and I'm using LifeLock. I'm reliant on it. I'll tell you more stories about that in the weeks ahead. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. Again, that's 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code BUCK. You will get 25% off. Now, I do not know where this is appearing online. It's getting a lot of attention. And it's at a school board meeting. I'm trying to find out where exactly. It's under the headline, Megan Advocating for Kids. Daniel Fulham is the person on Twitter who has posted this. So I don't have more details about it. But you can see from the video, this is at a school board meeting just in the last couple of days. You got to hear, because, and this also tracks with everything that we're seeing and being told when we pay attention to this issue. Here's what she is saying right now. This mom is saying it's like for her child to be in school right now.
Okay. My 7-year-old has always loved school. He's been in school since he was 6 months old, and he has never once complained. This year, he now often says he hates school, and that absolutely kills me. He is smart and social and well-behaved, and I know that his feelings have nothing to do with his abilities or his wonderful classroom teacher or a lack of friendships. He feels like this because school now means almost 8 hours with his face covered. It means not being able to sit right next to a friend at lunch. It means having white circles on his classroom floor because he needs to keep his desk inside of them. It means being told not to breathe in another student's direction. And yes, he was told this by a teacher. It means indoor recess is sitting alone at your desk, drawing or staring at a computer screen because, you know, playing cards would be too risky. It means if he's too close to a classmate who tests positive, he'll then have to sit home in isolation from his peers and watch his class through a computer screen for 5 days. How can anyone think that this is okay? How can anyone believe that all of this is a better option than potentially testing positive with COVID and being asymptomatic or possibly suffering cold or flu-like symptoms? How can we continue to do this to them? COVID is endemic. It is not going away, and our children are the least at risk, and yet they are being treated like vectors of disease. I'm not naive. I'm not going to say this is no big deal, because I do know that to some families it is. I know that COVID has caused suffering and loss. I am not trying to negate that. But it is time to move on and find a way to live. And how we do that should be each family's choice.
Each family's choice. It's not going away. All the stuff that they say, here's how this debate breaks down with the children. You'll say, why? This doesn't make any sense. This isn't protecting the kids. They say, but COVID is so dangerous. 800,000 people have died. It's so dangerous. 800,000 people have died. You sit there and say, okay, but putting a desk in a white circle is not going to stop a single one of those deaths. And the mentality of don't breathe near your peers, only breathe through a mask. You have to go and hide if you find yourself exposed to somebody else who has COVID. This comes with enormous cost and no benefit. That's the problem. There's no benefit. So they keep saying, oh, but it's about safety, but you're not making anyone safer. The libs are suffering from a mass mental disorder. Dr. Fauci is the worst human being in America because it was all about him. He had to see this coming. He had to know people were out of their minds. Double masking alone outside in a park, shut down the playgrounds, have to have circles in the grass so you know where to sit. If he was an honorable person, as soon as some of the clearly loony stuff started to get rolled out 18 months ago, he would have said, what are you guys doing? Look, you know, basic flu prevention measures here. We're going to surge resources to protect the sick as much as we can, or the elderly as much as we can. and make sure they get the hospital care they need. And, you know, we'll get shots to people who want them. And that's it. Life moves on. End of story. That was the only way that this should have been handled. Instead, we've got Lysol your groceries. Instead, we've got mask up between bites. I mean, the fact that people aren't embarrassed every time they say you need to mask up between bites on an airplane or wherever just shows you that there's something wrong with them. They are being illogical. A lot of them are just being dumb, not very smart. Virus doesn't care if it's snack time. And you just hear that mom. And this is why I get so angry. Because now with the libs are saying, what's the big deal? Everything's fine. Biden's done a great job. We're back to normal. It's a big freaking deal. You got kids that have speech delays, learning loss, and just anxiety disorders. I'm going to tell you this right now. When someone tells me to put a mask on, I have to have a little dialogue in my head of I'm not going to shout profanity at them. And I'm not going to tell them, why don't you try to make me? Why don't you try to put it on my face and see how that goes for you? I get angry. I get angry because they're morons and they're tyrants. It's not okay. I don't want to breathe through a cloth mask. I don't want to breathe through an N95 mask. And children sure as hell don't want to breathe through those things. It's disgraceful. The Democrat Party is a shameful totalitarian entity in the era of COVID. Look what they've done. What are the Democrats doing? If what they believe is true, the blue state should be great and the red state should have had a terrible time with COVID. But it's pretty much the same everywhere. It's just the only difference is how crazy is the response to the COVID? How crazy has the response been? That's it, folks. That's it. And you add in all the other factors. You look at what's really going on here. I am furious. I'm truly furious about this. And this is, and I feel like we can't just let this slowly maybe fade because they have not admitted, not only is it that cloth masks don't work, it's that this idea was lunacy from the beginning. It never should have happened. It's outrageous that it got this far, and I'm furious about the whole thing. They should be begging forgiveness. Instead, they're saying, get your fourth shot. Get ready for your fifth shot, maybe your 10th shot. The amount of stupidity. I've been worried about this all along. You know, I'll tell you, the only time of the pandemic that I was really wrong about what I thought was happening, going to happen, was when they rolled out the vaccines. I was so done with all this that I was willing to allow myself to believe, all right, so we've got it, right? This is like the MMR vaccines, you know, this is going to be like measles, it'll go away. And I ignored the people that I shouldn't say ignored. I suppressed those who were telling me. I'm talking about now back in April, May of this last 2021 year. They were saying, Buck, but what about animal reservoirs and mutations? And I said, oh, you know, I think we got it, right? Come on. I mean, they can't get this that wrong. And they did. I mean, I'll admit that I was willing to believe that these vaccines worked in the beginning because how could the lie be that big? How could they be that wrong? Well, look where we are now. And then, of course, we found out more about Wuhan and the suppression of the lab leak theory. And they'll lie about anything. They will lie about anything, and they think they are heroes for lying to you. That's what you have to understand. They think the lie makes them a good person. They're doing a service. Fauci admitted this. I'm not even coming up. He said he lied about mask effectiveness because he didn't want all the good masks to disappear. Oh, you mean that he even knew then that there were like masks that might do a little something and masks that do nothing? An N95 mask that is completely sealed, worn in a healthcare setting, not taken off your face. Yes, that may. The moment you take it off, you are exposed. Okay? It doesn't, you know, you could be working with rubber gloves and everything else. If you have a bloodborne pathogen, the moment that you get stuck with a needle in the hand, guess what? Those rubber gloves don't matter anymore. But Fauci knew all this and he lied to you. He lied to you by his own admission. They are lying to you. And they're getting more and more angry and desperate because people are figuring out what these lies are. And that's why we've got the Freedom Convoy in Canada, which I will want to talk to you about here in a second. Do you have my slippers yet? I've got them. I absolutely love them. I am all about the my slippers, okay? They're so comfortable on your feet. You just, you put them in, the way that they cushion your feet, the warmth they give your feet. You're going to want to wear them all day, all around the house, probably outside the house, on the street, you know, going to pick up the mail in the morning. They're fantastic. Mike Lindell has done it again. This is an amazing product. For a limited time, the slippers are 50% off with promo code BUCK. They offer all-day comfort with extra cushioning. They're made to wear both in and outside the home. Like I said, wear them out on the street. Make sure you also check out the Overstock sale that includes deep discounts on select pillows, towels, sheets, and more for a limited time. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, check out this sale, and 50% off the My Slippers. Make sure you use promo code BUCK. That'll get you the 50% off. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and you'll get 50% off the My Slippers. Get a pair today. Promo code BUCK. Half price, folks. Plus, a lot of other great deals there. And please make sure you use that promo code BUCK so that we can get credit for it here on the show. You learned about it on the Buck Sexton Show. That is essential. We've got, you know, Biden's Surgeon General calling for censorship of Joe Rogan's podcast. Basically, he didn't name Joe Rogan, but I mean, we all know who he's talking about. They keep, think about the pattern here. The consensus scientists keep being wrong, and they keep pushing for more. They get it wrong, and then they want more power and more ability to shut down those who disagree with them. Right? This is what they do. This is who they are. And the Surgeon General, I mean, the Biden administration, more people have died in the first year of the Biden, first 12 months of Biden's rule than when Trump was in office, when the virus was more dangerous, when there was no vaccine, when there were no, how is that possible? They say, oh, but Omicron's so much more infectious. Yeah, but it's so much less lethal. And we have a huge vaccine program. They failed, folks. They failed. They don't want to admit this. They failed. All those Fauci speeches, all the dumbass Walensky talking points. It was a failure. Did not achieve the desired result, which was not only the control of the virus that they promised, the shutdown. That was the word Biden used, the shutdown of the virus. They failed to even lessen the impact in a notable way based on the year-over-year mortality data. Think about that. How is that even possible? Well, we know why it's possible. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but they promised it would be. They promised it would be better than this. This is why I don't believe that this Biden would beat both Trump and DeSantis if the election was held today. I know this is a poll that's out there. Bullcrap. This is a Marquette Law School poll. And the poll has 16% backing someone else. So let me just say this. A lot of the generic Republican ballot stuff shows that Biden would get crushed right now. So there may just be a specific Trump factor involved here. I'm going to tell you this. I think Trump is running. I actually just heard today from someone who's well-placed with the president, that former president, that he is going to run again. I think that's likely to happen. So get ready for politics to be a whole lot more exciting than it has been in a while, starting in about 12 months. It's getting pretty crazy. And we got the midterm. It's going to be a really interesting year. And I do think this is going to be a good year for Team Reality. I do. I think this is going to be a good year for Team Reality. I think the Democrats are going to get crushed in the midterms. But they fight dirty, folks. They fight dirty. So I take nothing for granted. And I also can tell you that there is no part of the Democrat apparatus whatsoever that says we've been such a failure that we deserve a loss. They will convince themselves that democracy itself is literally at risk. It is literally at risk. There will be an insurrection unless Nancy Pelosi wins another 2 years in Congress. Insurrection. People are nuts. They're nuts. I can't tell you how many. I just had a conversation with a kind of centrist media mogul friend of mine. Not Clay. He's one of my media mogul friends. Another centrist, or rather, Clay's a conservative, but a friend of mine is a media mogul and a center-right guy. And I said, you know, have you ever, we're talking about this, he said, have you ever had so many people that you talk to on the left who you were just like, these people are completely insane? You know, You ever had someone on the left, you say these people are completely nuts? He says, no, it's totally changed. He's like, all my Democrat friends, and he knows a lot of them because he's in that, like I said, that center-right media space, which is very, you know, there's not many people there. But, you know, he knows a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans, and he just says, Buck, they're completely insane, man. You can't even talk to them about anything. Somehow it's always about Trump. Trump's not even president. It's always about Trump. And Trump, and they're terrified of COVID. And nothing else matters to them right now. And you say, well, what are you doing? And this is where we are. This is also why Justin Trudeau, I want to play this for you just so I can tell you my response to it. The Canada Freedom Convoy truckers are lining up in a on-the-road protest here of the vaccine mandate that's gone against truckers now. Here is, this guy is such an airhead and such a joke. The fact he's the prime minister of a nice country with a lot of really good people, you know, it's sad. It's just sad, exclamation point. Here's Justin Trudeau, though, on the Freedom Convoy.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
I mean, this guy's the worst. You know that he was exposed. He's vaccinated, of course, I'm sure triple vaccinated. I mean, if you told him to get a shot every day for the rest of his life, he would do it. I mean, there are people now who would get a vaccine. If Fauci's like, you need one every day, you got to top off the level of antibody protection at the absolute peak. We want it at 100%, not 99% antibody. So you could get a shot every day, every single day. A lot of people do it. Justin Trudeau would do it. He'd be like, oh, yeah, give me the shot right in the arm. Well, that's great. I love it. Every day. And I said, just reading this guy's Twitter, because he's gone into 5-day quarantine just for being near somebody with Omicron. Another admission, by the way, that no one really believes now that the vaccine stopped transmission. No one believes that anymore. Okay, no one. Because it doesn't. So he's going into quarantine. And I just, reading this guy's Twitter feed makes your testosterone levels drop. It really does, right away. You just find yourself like, oh my gosh, I feel wimpier as a man reading Justin Trudeau's Twitter feed. You know, this is like the guy who is always announcing his pronouns for like no reason, you know, just to show, and describes himself as a male feminist. Thanks. So glad we have all that knowledge. All right, what's going to happen with Ukraine and Russia? We've got some updated reporting on that one. We'll get to it in a second. On 9/11, our nation changed forever with one of the most vicious attacks on our freedom and an attack on our democracy. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. Fantastic cause, folks. Please consider a donation, T2T.org. Here we are on the latest with Ukraine situation. Guess what? The Biden regime is already making a total mess of this. This is the headline, Biden call with Ukrainian President Zelensky did not go well. Zelensky told Joe to tone down his messaging about the threat of Russian invasion because it's causing panic. Oh, wait a second. You mean the external, this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a our foreign allies thing. The Ukrainian Zelensky is like, what are you doing, Biden? You are not helping. You are not helping. Does this surprise anybody? Of course not. Biden's an idiot, which we've known all along. Oh, so frustrating. So frustrating. I need to, on Fridays, I got to find like a funny, happy story to tell you guys at the end of things, but It is what it is. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. Appreciate it. Great to talk to you all. I'll be back with you on Monday from Miami, Florida. Woo! Going to get some sun, hopefully. Shields high.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.